This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Investigators from the FBI, the Sonoma County District Attorney's Office, and other agencies swarmed through the finance and administration offices of Sonoma State University, beginning soon after 9 a.m., examining computers and seizing dozens of boxes of documents. The raid quickly had the campus buzzing, reported political science professor Andy Merrifield.
I went around and talked to everybody I could talk to. You know, my understanding is that the feds and the sheriff and Health and Human Services walked in, told everybody in administration finance, turn on your computers and go away.
That account was essentially confirmed several hours later by District Attorney Stephan Passalacqua.
Search warrants were issued at the administrative offices of Sonoma State in conjunction with a joint investigation into allegations of misappropriation of federal grant funds. This was a multifaceted effort by the United States Department of Health and Human Services, the Office of Inspector General, Federal Bureau of Investigations, as well as our office.
Passalacqua also said the investigation is centered on past problems with a number of grants administered by the California Institute for Human Services, or CIHS. That's a program that was abruptly shut down in 2007 amid allegations of financial irregularities.
Sonoma State had a special department created in 1979 to administer and disperse funds from federal and state grants. So we're looking into the misappropriation of federal funds involving a wide range of grants from Head Start programs to adoption services and domestic violence programs.
The details of the alleged irregularities have never been spelled out publicly, and critics of the local university's administration have suggested that CIHS and its director, Tony Apolloni, were subverted by fiscal moves over which they had little control. Retired Dean of Social Sciences Bob Carlsrud is one of those critics. He traces the agency's troubles to the way that grant funds designated for indirect costs, that is, generalized administrative expenses for the campus at large rather than the specific program being funded, were dispersed by Sonoma State's financial officers, to Apolloni's disadvantage.
He had an agreement with the president that 50% of the indirect cost monies would come to him so he could pay himself and his managers. In 2005, that money dwindled to nothing, zero. And it meant that he was without any way or means of paying his managers. I believe at that time they started to redirect funds from other grants so they could pay themselves, waiting for the indirect cost money that had been promised by the president so that at the end of the year they could balance the accounts.
In response to yesterday's raid, Sonoma State President Ruben Armenyana issued a brief written statement that said, in part, the university welcomes the investigation and is working in full cooperation with the task force. District Attorney Passalacqua says it will take months to sift through the materials that were collected.
These things are not like Law and Order where things are resolved in an hour on TV. It is a very laborious task to look at these matters, and I don't have a time frame, but I do know it will take numerous months to go through these documents and computers that are involved in this matter.
Only after that work has been done, he added, will any decisions about filing charges be made, either by his office or by federal officials. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.